You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, everyone, shut up and look at me.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Rock.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sukanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. We are your sports bros right here. Isaac, that's me.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
With,
You got football starting right now?
Like right now.
Right over your left shoulder.
Now.
I was just watching the national anthem. And
anyone of note?
No. It was some military bro.
Okay.
But the quarterbacks are in street clothes, Jared Goff and Justin Hebert.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not
we will not be seeing them. Dan Campbell jacked up though.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's got that big vein going in the neck.
Yep. Got his chaw.
I don't know. These weird little hats they're wearing with like the tiny patch. I can't get on board with what we got here.
Don't love them.
I do enjoy that Dan Campbell just wears a t-shirt, though.
Yeah.
He can't be bothered with a polo or any sort of sweatshirt. Give me the tee. Give me the tee and let the guns out.
In honor of football starting, can I play a little ode to football for you? Jim Harbaugh pontificated about the upcoming season.
This thing's nuts.
Tonight. They just basically asked him, like, how excited for you are you for this game?
And he is something else.
Yeah, this is what he said. Up on the fan.
Tua.
You know, when you're growing up, you just football chooses you. You choose football. You have that love. You have that passion. You have that joy for football. And you walk over to the Hall of Fame like we did as a team, and you see all your back to George Halas and Jim Thorpe and Bronco Nagurski to Dan Fouts, who's standing there. I mean, just all those kind of emotions start rushing back to you, you know. And then here you drive the bus and you go back in through Canton McKinley High School,
right.
and you walk through the hallways to get to your locker room, and then you start thinking about your high school days, and then we're back out here into the locker room getting ready to play pro football game, and just feel so blessed to, you know, it's almost, I mean, these full circle things are happening. And you know, for our guys, I mean, we got the license, we got the ability to someday, you guys got the ability and license to end your career
right
in Canton with one of those gold jackets. So yeah, super fired up.
No one loves football like Jim Harbaugh loves.
By the way, there was a fumble on the opening.
Yeah, there was.
Did you just hear? I have never loved anything, including my children, or have spoken as fondly about them as Jim Harbaugh does about preseason football.
He loves football more than anyone loves anything.
He's just there. There is a find you a man or a woman, whatever you're into. It's 2025. Live your truth. Find you someone that loves you like Jim Harbaugh loves football. And if you do that, your life will be happy.
Yeah, I don't really understand what he was.
No one does.
Saying
he's just rambling about how much he loves everything,
thinking about his high school football
days. Nostalgia and memories rushing back.
I often think about my high school. Oh wait, no, I don't.
Very sad.
Yeah. Well, he loves it. And he's got a national championship, and maybe he'll have a Super Bowl one day, and then he can just die in peace. Although he's.
Well, it has begun.
Yeah, the fumble on the first play is...
Chargers got it. Lions dropped it.
Although that's not going to be a fumble. His knee's going to be down.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They'll overturn.
Well, anyway, the Hall of Fame game is tonight in Canton. And it is Major League Baseball trade deadline day.
And there was a lot.
A lot of moves.
Yes, the last couple days, and then certainly today, we had
a lot of milk.
Fury. Happened at the deadline.
The main thing is the Mariners got Eugenio Suarez.
Yeah. A lot of milk.
So their lineup is looking on paper to be pretty damn salty. Well, they got salty.
Nader before, so you added two real bats. Or, excuse me, what did I say?
You said Nader.
Nader.
Ralph
Nader.
They did not get Ralph Nader.
I think they
did. Or Harrison Bader.
I think Nader is going to be playing the hot corn
for Josh Nader.
We also have the market for closers was wild. Well, Yankees got two of them. Yeah. They got Duvall and Bednar. Your Mets got Helsley. Mm-hmm. The Padres got Mason Miller. Duran from the Twins went to the Phillies.
That's a nice
and
gap for them.
Finnegan went to the Tigers?
Yes.
I think.
Nats closer, right? Yeah, the Nats closer went to the Tigers.
There might have been one more.
A lot of bullpen help. And then the Padres went out and got two nice bats from the Orioles as well.
Yeah, Buckley is reporting that it's Nick O'Hearn. It is not. It is Ryan O'Hearn.
Ryan O'Hearn.
So Nick O'Hearn and Ralph Nader both got done. A lot's happening today.
Big sports guys here.
Yes.
Yep. Well, it was a pretty eventful trade deadline. So.
Well, I mean, the fact that when you look at most of the teams that are contenders, you know, the trade deadline kind of comes and goes and you see a couple moves, but I mean, there were a lot of teams that are serious contenders. The Blue Jays made a move.
They got Shane Bieber.
Now he's missed all year, hasn't pitched with surgery, but they're saying he's thrown in the minor leagues and he's expected back sometime this year. The Yankees got better. The Tigers got better. The Astros got better. The Mariners got better. The Rangers got better. The Mets bolstered. The Phillies. The Brewers surprisingly didn't do anything.
I thought they got one guy.
I didn't see anything that Milwaukee did.
I want to say they got a pitcher.
And then the Padres. The Padres went more all in than pretty much anyone. They gave up, I think, three of their top 15 prospects.
So the Brewers got two pitchers. They got Shelby Miller and Jordan Montgomery from the Diamondbacks.
Okay. So the Diamondbacks hot sauce. Did that happen like right towards the end?
That was a late one.
I was going to say, because when we were talking earlier, I hadn't seen Milwaukee do much of anything.
Also, another late one, the Padres got Nestor Cortez. Mm.
Let's not talk about the deadline without the Kansas City Royals. I
mean, yeah, Mike Yastrzemski and Bailey Falter.
So, I mean,
wow.
Big things. Big things.
Way to go, Royals.
Down there in Kansas City. But yeah, I mean, some of these moves could be
Carlos Correa.
Some of these moves, yeah, Carlos Correa goes back to Houston, where how much you want to bet now he absolutely starts raking.
He's going
to
play third. Yeah, because they cheat. They tell him what's coming.
Cheating ass Houston Astros.
So, big sports day. Coming up next, let's take a look at Happy Gilmore 2. Mm. Have you watched it yet?
I made it through about 35 minutes and I turned it off.
Yeah,
this is not for me.
I've fallen asleep. Probably four times.
Yeah, you're trying, right?
But I gotta say.
Yeah, you like it?
I don't think, look, it's not good.
No.
But I am enjoying it, yeah.
Okay.
But I always fall asleep for movies, so. Yeah,
I have not been back. I made an attempt, and then I was like, you know what, I don't.
But it is smashing records. Oh, we will get to that.
I think everyone I know has watched it.
Coming up next on The Fan. Well, I am obligated to report to you that it is possible that we now have a quarterback controversy with the Chargers.
I think so.
As Trey Lance just threw on 4th and 2 from the 2-yard line, or 4th and goal, I guess. I know football.
That's amazing.
He threw a nice little touch pass to Will Disley.
Yep.
Which some are saying, a lot of people are saying. It's the greatest pass Trey Lance has ever thrown.
And now the question becomes, is Trey Lance elite and is Justin Herbert in trouble?
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Chargers 7.
I
Lions nothing.
Love when someone has a moment in the preseason when people are like, oh my good, did you see? Although we do in training camp too. The amount of one-handed grabs that I have seen, or just like corner route touchdowns, George Pickens in the corner. Who's going to stop this? Man, it's a vicious touchdown with no pads on in the middle of training camp practice. Man, we are so starved. And we no overreaction is quite like an NFL overreaction.
So be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Pretty much every week now for the next
month.
Yeah, at least month.
Yeah.
So Happy Gilmore 2 is out, released on Netflix. I love Happy Gilmore, the original.
Yeah, it's great. It's classic.
Absolute classic. Yeah. And I think I kind of even underestimated just how big of a classic it is.
Sure.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives it?
By just how many people are so fired up for this Happy Gilmore 2. And we all know Happy Gilmore 2 is not going to be any good. And no. I haven't gotten all the way through it, but I'm enjoying it, but it's not good.
No.
It's exactly what was expected.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that much like the critically acclaimed Owen Wilson sitcom on Apple TV called Stick.
Is it The Stick or just
Stick?
Stick.
Which was objectively terrible, but I watched every minute of it, like couldn't get enough of it.
How about that ending?
How about that ending?
There were like seven Disney features in there. It was so good.
I have come to the conclusion that if golf is in it, I can't take my eyes off of it.
Okay.
Have to see it through.
I have to. And so Happy Gilmore 2, not only did I love Happy, I mean, everybody loved Happy Gilmore, right?
Yeah.
The original. So there's some nostalgia with Adam Sandler putting out Happy Gilmore 2. So there's that. But also, all the PGA Tour players that are in it, I absolutely love it. I love every bit of watching them try to act, and they're horrible at it.
Are you to golf what Jim Harbaugh is to football?
I can't get enough of it.
It doesn't matter. You just
did you make it to the Xander Schauffele part where he was cracking?
No, dude, he was cracking.
That's what she said. Jokes, no, but he doesn't really know how they work.
I made it 30, maybe 35 minutes in where he meets with the old timers. So like Jack's there.
Yeah,
they're at some dinner with.
That's the Xander Schauffele part.
I did not make it to the Xander Schauffele part.
Like I cannot
at the end of the scene.
Get enough. No, he does it through the whole dinner. I cannot get enough of Xander Schauffele not understanding how that's what she said jokes work.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know what's wrong with me.
I don't know.
Rory McIlroy's a terrible actor. Like they're just terrible. But yet they're all in it. Bryson's in it. Scheffler's in it.
Yeah.
They're all, and it's, and I love that.
Oh,
I think it's great. Okay. I can't take my eyes off
him. I made it. So Travis Kelce just made an appearance as the waiter,
and he was great.
And I turned it off and was like, I'm done here.
Yeah. Travis Kelce's parts were good.
Yeah. I'm sure.
The thing about Happy Gilmore 2, now you just, you know, you're an ass.
Why?
Well, listen, it's a fun watch for people. We don't need to take dumps on it.
Who's taking a dump?
You.
Me saying that I didn't make it through it because it's not my cup
of tea.
No,
you said Travis, you poo-pooed doubted Travis Kelce was great in it, and he's great in it.
I'm sure he was.
I'm sure he was.
Critically acclaimed.
Yes, he's.
Performance.
I think I saw that there was 82 cameos in it.
Yeah.
And when
everyone
is in it.
Well,
when there's 82 cameos in a movie, that's all I need to know. But I get why people like it. There's all kinds of, I watch Velocipastor, for God's sakes. I'm not here to judge anyone's, you know, cinematic flavor. Dude, I have not enjoyed an Adam Sandler comedy in 20 years.
Everyone is in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's like every second you just turn around, there's another cameo.
Yeah.
And all the original peeps are in it.
Yeah.
Shooter's in there.
Yeah. Oh, I saw there was a scene in there with Shooter where he was, you know, he's at a mental institution or whatever. And
Julie Bowen isn't in it all that much, but she's there.
Yeah.
You've got to kick him off the tour.
But everyone's watching. I mean, it is a cultural phenomenon. People are watching. And that's the thing is, half the people love it, half the people hate it. But it created a buzz. And that's all you need to get people to tune into anything. And I'm sure it's smashing Netflix records left and right. I mean, I like literally everyone is like, did you watch Happy Gilmore? And I, like I said, I was like everyone else. I tried to give it a whirl. And I just was like, I don't need to watch this because I'm not going to enjoy it. And I don't want to crap on it.
I get it, but
it's not my thing.
And it's not, like I said, it's not good.
Yeah.
But I find myself chuckling here and there.
Well, then that's all that matters.
Like Adam Sandler, and I get all the Adam Sandler's mailed it in. All the Adam Sandler hate. I get all that. There's another dude. Trey Lance is winning the job. I'm sorry.
Clearly, Justin Herbert.
I'm sorry.
Would you like to do the Justin Herbert kind of sucks now?
Well, he doesn't, but I don't know how he beats out Trey Lance. Did you see that throw?
Look at this buttery throw.
Did you see that throw?
You can't. Somewhere Jason McIntyre is touching himself, thinking of the big controversy that'll have on Colin's show.
Anyway, Adam Sandler, for all the criticism, he just throws things in that are just funny. They're just it's like with the Seth Rogen show, the studio. Mm-hmm. That is so Seth Rogen. Larry David, he just has a Larry David show.
It feels like him and his comedy.
Adam Sandler, yes, it's classic Adam Sandler where he, like, for example, I think it's actually...
I like that you're laughing now thinking about watching Happy Gilmore 2.
He loved it, even though it's taken him 4 watches.
I haven't even gotten through, like, 45 minutes of it. But I do...
And you're still like, dude, it's great.
Sounds like he thinks it should win awards.
Yeah.
Like I said 15 times, it sucks, but he makes me laugh. Like the fact that he has booze in every little nook and cranny.
You thought that was funny?
I think that's very Adam Sandler. That's what he does. He throws in little things like that are just stupid and silly and like would never happen.
Yeah.
Like he works at a grocery store and he pulls a cucumber off of the shelf and he opens it up and drinks Jack Daniels out of it. Yeah. Like just that kind of stuff. It does. It makes me chuckle. Mm. And Adam Sandler has always done that for me.
See, early Adam Sandler, Sandler was on a roll back in the day, like to start a career that is just an all-timer. And I like when he does like Punch Drunk Love. I thought Funny People was really good. Spanglish. I like some of the more serious stuff. I just can't.
What was the gambling movie he did? That was really dark and that was good. Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. Really good. I just can't do the I pronounce you Chuck and Larry and grown-ups Jack and Jill, that's my boy.
Click.
I can't. I just haven't liked a slapstick Sandler movie in a long time. And I tried watching Happy Gilmore and I don't think I laughed once. And I was like, I don't need to watch this. But I get why people like his stuff. And this is what I appreciate about Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler is living maybe the best life because he was so good so early on. And all he does now, he writes his own scripts. He gets any movie he wants produced. He makes a butt ton of money from Netflix. And he just puts all of his buddies in movies. And I can't think of a better... Kevin James and Rob Schneider and that one dude with the lazy eye. Dude, those guys have made so much money by being friends with Adam Sandler. And how cool is it to be able to take care of your friends like that? But none of that stuff makes me laugh. I don't think any of those people are funny. And 82 cameos doesn't do it, but I get why people like it. And for those people that just like crap all over it, then why did you watch it? Because you knew going, and that's why ultimately I turned it off. I knew going in what it was. It confirmed 30 minutes what I thought it was going to be. And I was like, I can move on to something else.
So Netflix is saying that the first weekend, he got 46.7 million views.
Woo!
And that makes it the biggest opening weekend in the U.S. for any Netflix original and the best for any of Sandler's films on Netflix.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the only reason why is because, again, it's the nostalgia thing and it's Happy Gilmore 2.
Well, and there's just a lot of hype.
Yeah.
And I just think the cameos, like people want to see, you know, like everywhere you turn, like Bad Bunny, Travis. I mean,
one that made me want to, if he didn't have any of the cameos, I think I would have wanted to watch it more. But like Ben Stiller reprised his role and like that might have been the one that like I was like, really? We're doing that? We're bringing back that? And then I saw
he's got a lot of throwbacks to the original.
And
movie.
Then when I saw Kelsey and Bad Bunny, I just was like, yeah. And then I turned on the Billy Joel documentary. I think I turned that off to watch the first half of the Billy Joel.
Did you see that Callaway made the stick that Happy Gilmore uses?
Yeah, they made
the club.
Yeah, they made a putter.
They made a half hockey stick, half putter.
Yeah.
And Callaway manufactured it. And they said that they put that club.
Yeah.
It's a one of one.
Yeah.
And they put it through the same rigors that they put all of their putters through for, that they make for world-class golfers.
Yeah. Did it sell out in like 2 seconds?
Well, they only made one.
No, oh. they ended up making a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. Did they make a bunch of them?
And they weren't sure whether they'd be able to sell it, and they sold out overnight.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
How much did they sell them for?
I'd have to look.
Yeah, it was a couple $100. It was a real putter. Because they launched an entire thing. They launched Happy Gilmore balls that said, like tap, tap, taparoo.
And they did like Clubhead covers,
yeah,
too.
They released a whole set of Happy Gilmore merch.
So it's obviously not a legal club.
No.
But I just thought that was interesting that Sandler wanted that. And they were like, all right, well, you want that? We're going to make it for you.
Dude, the idea, if I was playing golf with someone that broke out a Happy Gilmore putter, that dude would be awesome. Yeah, you can buy Callaway, their Chrome Tour. Yeah, you can buy Happy Gilmore golf balls that have the jersey on there, a couple hockey sticks, and then say tap, tap, taparoo. So I think I'd rather just go back and watch the original Happy Gilmore.
All right, coming up next, are you ready for a new sport? Do you need a new sport? Screw this football. Screw golf. Let's get a real sport.
Trying to think of what...
Like soap hockey. Oh,
soap hockey. Let's go.
That's right. That's next here on 105.1 The Fan. But first, here's Buckley. He has SportsCenter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two things. One, right as you said that Kyle Allen sucks balls and there's no quarterback controversy, he damn near threw a pick six. Like, you were a prophet on that.
Well, He threw a pick.
He threw a perfect pick six ball.
The guy only ran it down to the five.
Yeah, and then they punched it in. So no quarterback controversy. And I looked up the Happy Gilmore Callaway putter. It was $4.99. That's a $500 putter, and it sold out. You cannot buy one.
How many did they sell?
I don't know, but they said it was a limited edition. But I mean, obviously they made more than 10, but it sold out. And
bro,
you can, so like most of their merch, the only thing you can buy that's left is the golf balls. Everything else, the head covers, all that's all gone. All sold out.
I got to tell you, if you had a spare $500,
yeah,
buying one of those things and holding on to it for many, many years.
You think that might,
not be a bad play.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That, dude, that's a classic movie.
I don't.
And as time goes on.
Well, yeah. Imagine if they had like a Billy Barule sitting around from Caddyshack that Ted Knight used his little trusty club or whatever. Like that could be a memorabilia item.
I don't know. I'll be interested to see. So Happy Gilmore 2 is crushing it right now. I've heard from a lot of people, and to be fair, again, didn't watch the whole thing, and I probably won't.
They made 1,000, by the way.
They made 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, those went very quick. I've heard from a bunch, because I was listening, like, Dirt and Sprague, I think we're saying this, and Dirt hated it, Sprague loved it. Rob said you enjoyed it. Buck.
Haven't watched it yet.
Haven't watched it yet. So, but I've heard from a lot of people that said, I liked it, but I'll never watch it again. They're like, it was what it was. It was fun. I sat around with my family. I'll never watch it again. I wonder, because now it had whatever 40 million streams. You can sit on your couch, and I did this. I sit on my couch, and I flipped it on. If that was in the movie theater, does Happy Gilmore 2 flop? Because
I don't know.
Because it's like I went and saw the F1 movie with Brad Pitt, and I really like that. And I go on Tuesdays because it's cheap, and for like $20, me and the lady can get a popcorn, two tickets on Tuesday night, cheapo night. How many people would be willing to plunk down $18.50?
I
think it flops.
I think it flops.
I could see it having a big first weekend for the people who were super hyped about it, and then it really falls off.
But look, I'm a great example for this because I loved the original Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
I am not going to the theater to watch Happy Gilmore
and
2.
I think
the only reason I watched it is because it just happened to be on my TV and it was free.
And I think that is the majority of people that watch this. So when you see 40 million streams or whatever, people are like, oh my God, this movie is going to be a classic. I don't know if it will. It may. But something tells me almost everyone that I've heard that said they liked it always has a qualifier of it wasn't very good. But I loved the nostalgia and the cameos were kind of fun and it was mindless and it was good for what it was. And those all make sense, but none of that seems like that is a staying power of something that's going to become a classic. And so I'll be interested to see in this day and age now of streaming movies like this, what has staying power and what is the flavor of the flavor of the week.
Do you need a new sport to follow?
I find it hard to follow the sports that I like, but...
Why?
Well...
What's the matter with you?
Like, I really like rugby. If I were to follow a new sport, it would be rugby, but because of the time difference, like, European soccer fans, I appreciate you, because it's a... Following rugby that gets played in England and then down in South Africa and Australia, New Zealand, and it's hard to... I find it's a mother bear for me to follow that. So I need a sport. If there's a new sport, it's got to be easy for me to find.
Well, ESPN The Ocho has 30 new sports streaming beginning tonight.
Yeah.
Until August 3rd. And I have a few of them here if you'd like.
Talk to me.
Soap hockey.
I don't know what soap hockey is.
Well, it's a good thing I have the descriptions here, Jason. Okay. I can't imagine you know what any of these are.
Is it anything like air hockey?
What do you think soap hockey is?
I would imagine you would take a table and you would probably get it soapy and then slide some disc across it.
It's hockey, but played on a flat and soapy slip and slide.
Oh, so people
is it on bare feet?
Yeah, so they just slide around.
Okay, and you're just going down in
so you don't have to skate.
Soapy slip and slide hockey, basically.
All right.
How about coffin wars?
You had me at coffin. All right.
What? Two people at coffin fighting, see who wins?
Do you have to slam the other one into a coffin?
Oh.
Other way around.
You have to fight your way out of a coffin?
Two fighters compete inside a coffin, attempting to be the first out.
Oh. That's
how does that work?
There was a car jiu-jitsu once.
Yeah.
Where two guys did, it was a jiu-jitsu match, but it was in the front seat of a car. You know what? I'd watch Coffin Wars, although it makes sense the other way around that you'd have to undertake them into the coffin, but okay.
So a couple of rules on that. So they're basically calling Coffin Wars a form of grappling.
Yeah.
You cannot stand and you can't lock your hands and there are no submissions.
Huh. I'm mildly confused. Although every one of these sports that I you can click on and there's videos. So I'm learning about them in real time.
T-Rex racing.
Is that just running in one of those inflatable T-Rex suits?
No.
Oh.
No. The T-Rex is a three-wheeled autocycle.
Huh. Oh, so it's just trike. It's the like the trike racing? That seems
no,
lame.
It's T-Rex racing.
Yeah, but that's just a it's just a trike that looks like a T-Rex or what?
But these go to 11.
Another Kyle Allen pick.
Oh my God.
Wow.
How bad is that guy?
And yet he still has a job.
Does he?
Not for long. Hendon Hooker's coming.
Dude, that dude's been in the NFL for a long time and will continue to be in the NFL.
He was the Niners backup, I think.
Yeah.
Diving chess.
What?
Hmm.
Underwater chess on a submerged magnetic board.
Oh, so every time you dive, you have to kind of recalibrate the board and see where everything is and you make sure you're in the right spot.
And you have time limit because you have to hold your breath.
Right, right. I love it.
So it adds...
That's fun.
It adds an extra element to the...
Well, you can't sit and study the board except for when you're underwater. That's great.
Well, you just do your hands. You just put your, you know, you got a couple of little hands. Maybe you got some goggles. Look, that's it. Some of these are interesting. The only one that I'm not really on board with was the trike thing. Get out of here.
We have extreme archery, which is basically team tag with non-lethal bows and arrows.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like medieval paintball. I love it.
I'm not going to lie. I think it'd be more interesting if they were real. Like, I understand you got to, like, cover, like, you got to cover the vital parts.
Suit with, like, a human hunt, please.
I stand by my statement that if you were to ever be allowed to do that,
you
like,
pay-per-view that
Running Man style, it'd be the most popular show in the world overnight.
I'd watch.
Yes!
If we had a Hunger Games tournament on pay-per-view, you would pay double what people pay for a prize.
Where real fight. Death.
Yeah. Real death.
Yeah. Is on the line.
Or at least maiming is on the line. Like, you're going to lose an arm.
Yep.
$1 billion. Dude, that thing makes so much money. Like, you see, like,
just
those...
got to get them to sign the waivers.
Yeah, you see those dystopian things where you're like, how could society ever get there? We're already there. We just need someone to sign off on. And by the way, we may have the president that says yes with his new...
He's hosting UFC on his front lawn in a year.
We're not that far away.
Wait, talk to me about that.
Yeah.
They're next year for his birthday and for the...
Which it's an anniversary UFC event. I don't know which one it is, but like
there,
like
yeah, for his birthday. And I think, is there an anniversary? Yeah, it's 1776. Yeah,
sports.
For America's birthday and Trump's birthday, they're right by each other.
Right.
They are going to host a UFC event on the White House lawn.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I kid Tesla. You not. Like, that's not a room. It is going down.
You going? Get some ticks?
I think those might be a bit expensive.
Tickies?
Yeah. It's going to be a no for me.
We also have Swiss stone tossing, which is, this is actually a traditional Swiss sport,
mm-hmm.
where blokes throw 140 to 185 pound stones for distance.
100 and what?
140 to 185 pound stones.
Oh my God.
How far can they throw those?
Yeah,
they
how far can you?
I don't know. Haven't seen it.
Like,
turn on the Ocho.
100. So we have the biggest dumbbell at my gym is 120. And I'm just thinking, like, so you just, like, chest pass it, I'm guessing?
I was thinking, you know how in, like, the World's Strongest Man competitions, they had those keg tosses?
Yeah.
I wonder if you pick it up and you throw it over your head? I mean, I don't know.
Those kegs don't weigh 100.
No, they don't.
I'm guessing they cradle throw it, right?
I would assume that you would want to do, like, a... I'm thinking you put it on your shoulder and you...
Well, let's look it up.
You, like, throw with, like, a... Because that's what they, like, the caber toss sort of thing, maybe.
I'm watching now. Let's
Dude,
see.
That is a lot. Like, if you've ever picked up... And some gyms have bigger ones, but most gyms, the 120s are the biggest they have.
It's overhead. They start with it
it's
overhead.
It's like a long jump. You basically put it up, and then you speed walk down a runway, and you get to a barrier, and you try to toss it as far as you can.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's a good amount of weight.
Then we have bubblegum blowing. We'll be on ESPN The Ocho this week.
Yeah.
You simply try to blow the biggest bubble possible.
Yeah, I'm out.
And the USA Mullet Championships will be televised on ESPN.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd watch. And that's just like show pony style, right? Get some mane and tail, fluff it out a little bit.
Yeah, 30 new sports on the Ocho, July 31 through August 3.
And yet they don't have the best one of all, which is simply the human hunt.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Dude, you dig some like tiger traps in there. Log falls.
You'd just like to recreate Gladiator in 2025.
Yeah. Just saying. Like, Bear Grylls did one of these things. Have you seen that show? Bear Grylls, like, hunts people, but...
Like as a tracker, kind of?
Yeah. But then you get to the end and, like,
there's no consequence, and
no.
You don't like that.
No. It's got something cool happen at the end. Let's go. Like a real bear traps out there. Someone's like running along and they think they're in the clear and they step in the bear trap. Ah! Now we got some interesting. And
right in the butt.
You put big money on the line, people would sign up for it. You know they would. Squid Game style.
They also have something called Donk Toss.
Yes. Okay. I don't know what it is, but I'm on board Donk Toss.
I think it's like a little donkey, and you throw. I've never seen so much dong in my life.
Are
you throw
kidding
it.
Me?
Yeah, donktoss.com. You can check it out.
Dude, if you're throwing.
Are you sending him to a porn site?
I'm a little concerned about going to Donk Toss. You throw a donkey?
Yeah. I'm
like
pretty
a
sure.
A real donkey?
I think so.
Are there any donkeys hurt in these competitions?
No, it's not a real donkey. It's like a little inflatable donkey.
Oh,
or
dude,
like a little.
I got excited with the idea.
I thought
you
were tossing real donkeys around.
No. Come on.
Oh, this is
PETA wouldn't have that.
Dude, this is the when we were kids, they had this game where you roll it's instead of rolling dice, you roll the pigs. You ever seen that?
Oh, Pass the Pigs?
Pass the Pigs.
Yeah.
This is just a bigger version of Pass the Pigs, but with inflatable donkeys. Yeah, you get the leaning jowler.
The leaning jowler.
Yeah, there was a little dice game, and you instead of dice, there were little pigs. And you would roll them, and depending on how the pigs landed, they were worth, it was like Yahtzee, but with pigs.
Well, and you could essentially, it was like craps, because you could kind of crap out. If you had like a one dot up and one not, then you'd lose all your points, but double leaning jowlers were 60.
I just remember the double leaning jowler.
When it was on
like,
its snout and its ear. Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the big one.
So if you're tired of sports, traditional sports is sports, you can go to the Ocho and they'll have a bunch of
It's called sports.
I will be watching a handful of these. Instead of Happy Gilmore 2, I will tune into the Donk Toss. Anyone getting a sports Woody?
Man, I love sports. All right. Fucking coming up next. I don't know what's coming up next, but Suk will think of something.
Well, bonus points.
He always does.
Yeah.
14-0 Chargers, by the way.
Blowout.
How about we take calls on Trey Lance coming up next?
Somewhere Andrew Nemec is rubbing his nipples.
He'll be here in about half an hour.
Trey Lance was like his guy.
Really?
He thought, because he's a big Niners guy.
Whoa, do the Lions have a guy named Tesla?
I hope so. I love Tesla.
I love Tesla.
And I love Tesla.
Nemec
I
was
love
convinced
Tesla.
That Andrew, that Trey Lance was going to be the second coming.
Oh, how about we talk about Gilbert Arenas' illegal poker game?
Yeah. Did you see his release from prison, by the way?
Mm-mm.
Baller move.
Really?
Yeah. He did a whole joker on the courtroom steps. It's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Look it up.
All right, we'll get to that next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, Bucks. So there is a guy named Tesla who plays for the Lions. Mm-hmm. And boy, first of all, his first name is Isaac.
Isachi.
So I'm sure he's cool.
Absolutely.
Isachi Tesla?
But his last name is spelled T small e S L A A.
Huh.
Very strange.
I love Tesla.
Does he not want to be associated with?
And he's a white guy. Hmm. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, Gilbert Arenas was released from jail. I did see the video you were talking about. Yeah, he's basically dancing down the steps of the...
Yeah, and he was singing a little song while he, like, that he was free while he danced a little jig down the steps called A La the Joker.
So I guess...
clearly he's taking this seriously.
He's crazy. Right?
Yeah, I mean, think so.
He's insane. I mean, Buck said he was in that show... what was the documentary?
It was the untold documentary called Shooting Guards, where he and Javaris Crittenden pulled guns on each other in the locker room. And he seems like the worst kind of teammate, the dude who is not just pulling pranks, but crossing the line, insulting people, and then when they snap, being like, whoa, 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 what's the big deal? He's that guy.
Now, which is worse, the Christian Wilkins or Gilbert Arenas?
What was the deal with Wilkins? He kissed the guy on his head or something?
Well, yeah. All right. There's a lot...
Make it quick.
All right. It has been a long rumored thing going back to college that he's gay, which in itself should not be a big deal.
But that he's a little touchy.
But that he likes to make other teammates uncomfortable because they know he's gay, and he gets very touchy and in some cases grabby or inserty with things. And there's video of him on the field of him inserting digits places where that you shouldn't be.
Both in college and in the pros.
And in the
multiple
pros.
Videos of him doing the oil check.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Yeah. And so...
Yikes.
All we know, they're being very vague about it. They just said that they were basically done with him. They're not paying him his money. There'll be a grievance and a war over it. But Pete Carroll was like, we took a long, hard look at this. We decided we'd be done. So it's not the first time something has happened. But someone called HR on him. And the rumor is that he kissed a player on the forehead. My guess is it probably went a little further than that. And also, this is not the first time that he has made a teammate very, very uncomfortable. The fact that a teammate went to HR, Jonathan Martin and everything that happened there didn't go to HR, right? Like, this is, he's a weird, he has a weird sense of self-control.
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
So which is worse?
or was it Crittenden was threatening a gun, right? And Gilbert Arenas said, here, take one of mine, right?
Yeah, they threatened it before. It was over like a poker game on their flight. And he's like, you know, talk to me like that. Like, you don't know who you're talking to. This is Crittenden. And Gilbert's like, you need a piece? I got a piece. I'll give you a piece. So the next day he shows up to practice with his own and one for Crittenden. And he left one on his chair in the locker room so that when he came in, there was a gun waiting for him. And Crittenden's like, that's okay. I brought my own. And then they just squared up.
God, these guys are insane.
You're insane. Yeah.
Dude, it's locker rooms with dudes. Like, stuff's popping off.
All right. Well, anyway, Arenas was arrested because he was running an illegal poker game.
Yes.
Which, I don't know about you. Look, I get why you can't be doing that. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
But also a bunch of rich friends want to get together and play cards. Who cares?
No.
Yes.
Because he was running as the house.
I know. I get why you can't do that. I get it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't find this.
He was also doing it with Israeli organized crime families.
Even better.
He was doing it with the Israeli mob.
How Again, do you get in with them?
That's a good question. I don't know. But I'm always, you know me, I always say that if you're going to get me to do something that needs to be intriguing, and I will say that a poker game with the Israeli mob, you'd pique my interest.
Yeah, mister, I want the dead grandma in my storage unit. You would love the Israeli mob poker game.
Did they give limits? Like, what are they, what kind of money
are
we talking?
I'm guessing the Israeli mob probably is a high stakes sort of game. So it's what, because people ask, you can play, you can gamble at your house with your friends.
Sure.
What you can't do is you can't act as the house
right.
that puts on a poker game and then takes pieces of the action. Which, so Gilbert was renting at his house. The crime families were using his house as their casino, and then Gilbert was taking a cut. That is illegal.
It's like the movie Molly's Game.
Yes.
With,
Molly Bloom. Yeah,
The skiers.
Was it? I'm trying to remember who played it. Was it Bryce Dallas Howard or was it other?
It was Jessica Chastain, right?
And so, look, I get it. You can't do that.
People have already made the movie poster, by the way, for Gilbert's Game.
I'm on my way now to look at it.
I don't know. I just don't.
You don't know why that.
Again, I just said I understand why it's illegal. I don't view him as like some.
He wasn't trafficking. Criminal. He wasn't running a drug ring.
I get why you would do that. I also get why it's illegal. You can't do it. But guys like that, they don't care.
No.
That's why he's Joker walking down the steps. Yes, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. And by the way, that I bet you happens a lot.
Sure.
And I don't know how they found this out, but.
Well, my guess is because they were probably digging into the, crime families. And I think the idea, too, is usually probably what's attached to these games is probably more illegal than the games that are going on.
Great.
Yeah.
Where's my invite?
Yeah, look, I'd show up.
Some guy in a briefcase just drops a card in my pocket while I'm on the subway. Isn't that how Hunger Games started?
Squid Games.
Squid Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just putting out at Langdon. You get a little card in your
just
pocket.
Some guy
like,
just,
hey, what's this about?
Oh,
yeah. Say,
call this number.
Yeah, they hired chefs, valets, armed security guards to staff the games, as well as young women who serve drinks.
Young like illegal
this?
Young or young just,
yeah, just 20.
Adult young?
Young women who serve drinks provided massages and offered companionship.
Oh. In case they needed friends.
So it was like a Diddy party.
To the poker players in exchange for tips. So,
well, yeah.
They
want to get paid.
It's a prostitution ring. It was illegal crime family.
How they got caught.
Are you still back to the,
Well, no. The headline was illegal gambling poker game.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to call you a criminal. I don't care. and like I said, he doesn't care either. Now, you add prostitution, you add underage. I mean, you can't be doing that stuff. Come on. Of course.
Yeah. When you say young women, I'm guessing that line got blurred real, real fast. Although I bet you it was a hell of a time.
I bet it was cool. See, I think that stuff's...
I bet it was rad. It was baller.
Like in Molly's Game, you know, like...
So much money in those rooms, so much power in those rooms.
And just that it gets intense.
Right until you piss off the wrong mob member and he puts a 50 caliber in between your...
And then Gil's like, I've done this before in my locker room. This is no big thing.
Yeah. I bet you Gilbert is kind of hard ass until the Israeli mob shows him what it really means. No offense, Gilbert, but I don't think you're quite at the level of the Israeli mob. Let's play the fun game of how many Secret Service is it the IDF? Is that the Israeli like special forces? Yeah, something tells me that the Israeli mob has a bunch of those guys milling around and they're not taking Gilbert's threats real seriously.
Well, Big Sue owes an apology to Justin Timberlake.
This
much we know, Big Sook must apologize.
Wow, look at that deflection.
He must apologize.
I like it. Yeah.
Next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.